Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to look at the names of God. We are still looking at this name, Shepherd. Jesus is our shepherd. He's our overseer. Today, in 1 Peter 5, he says he's our chief shepherd. Check this out. So I exhort the elders among you as fellow elders and witnesses of the sufferings of Christ, as well as partaker in the glory that is going to be revealed. Shepherd the flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. This passage is written to elders who are appointed to lead the church. However, the principles apply to all who are given leadership responsibility. So this is to every mom, every dad, right? Every person who influences others. No one escapes the need to hear these five principles and a promise from 1 Peter 5. Here are the principles. Shepherd those God has placed under your care. They may be your children or employees or church congregation. Shepherding is a significant responsibility. It's not something you can delegate. Willingly watch over those under your care. This should never be an assignment you feel you have to do. Rather, it's a privilege you get to do. Never use your position of trust for dishonest gain. Never use your authority to lord it over others or hurt them. Always live as godly examples. Five principles, and then here's the promise. One day, Jesus, the chief shepherd, will appear. All will bow down to him. On that final day, the faithful shepherds will hear, "Well done," and receive the victor's crown that will never fade. On that day, every sacrifice of leadership will be well worth it. Leadership involves sacrifice wherever it is. And just remember, every sacrifice of leadership one day will be well worth it. Father, remind us how we lead today will determine what we hear and receive from the chief shepherd tomorrow. Remind us in Jesus' name. Amen.